This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com coming to you on this 30th day of March 2011, and today I'm joined on the line by Charles McJolton, the CEO and Executive Director of Second Harvest Japan, an organization that collects safe-to-consume food that has become unsaleable from food companies and individual donors, which they then distribute to those in need. And they are currently helping to respond to the crisis here in Japan in the wake of the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, and they can be found at 2hj.org. Mr. McJolton, thank you very much for joining us today on the Corbett Report.
My pleasure.
Well, perhaps you can start by telling us a little bit more about the history and background of Second Harvest Japan and the type of service it provides generally.
So we're the National Food Bank here, and we began pioneering food banking in Japan in 2000. We incorporated in 2002, and we've now been working with about 11 different other food banks throughout Japan to help develop food banking systems here. As you mentioned in your intro, that's basically what we do. Perfect. Most people don't get it right the first time, but most people think they'll take expired food or food that can't be consumed. But actually, we don't accept anything that's expired, and it's often guaranteed by the donor.
Absolutely. Well, so obviously, right now you're scrambling, I assume, to provide aid to people who are in the stricken part of northeastern Japan. Tell us a little bit about those efforts and what's going on right now.
So we have six trucks in our fleet, and two of them are 4-ton trucks, and I won't go through the other numbers, so we have other four trucks of various sizes. We have two 4-ton trucks right now in the region delivering product. They left last night, they'll return this morning. We have a gentleman on our staff is in Sendai, in working with a local food bank and other aid organizations there to coordinate logistics. We sent one of our other gentlemen farther up north in Iwate, where there's a lot of reported damage and supplies are not getting through, to find out how we can do it. So the 400-kilometer stretch from Iwakishi all the way up to Miyako, we have identified five different areas where we're focusing on to get supplies in there, to work with local NGOs and local governments to get food out to agencies and to people who need it.
What NGOs are you working with in the region?
We're currently working with Peace Boat, Ishinomaki NGO Sports Center, One Family, Sendai, Tohoku Sendai Food Bank Agayan. I probably could go on and on in each different area, different NGOs that we are working with. We're also working with All Hands up in Iwate. They just left with our truck last night. And it's continuing to grow.
So obviously food is a major concern right now. What are some of the other supplies and things that people in the area have a need for at this point?
Well, two things. I think we've heard, and this is might be surprising, some people are... for women, it's feminine care products. When stores close down, those are hard to access. The second one are adult diapers. A lot of people up in the area are elderly. And so there's two things that pop up in people's minds that it's something they might need, but it's something we've been hearing consistently back that if you have these, we'd certainly love to use them.
So if people out there have supplies that they'd like to donate, would they be able to do that through Second Harvest Japan or through another organization?
Certainly. So we have on our website, as you mentioned, you introduced it, a list of items that we're receiving right now. The only thing that we do not receive is clothes. I won't go into it just because clothes are very difficult to distribute. And so we focus on the other items on that list that are non-food related. We also accept food. There's a whole list in there of things that we are looking for. And they can send right to our address, which is also on our website. And we'll handle it. We'll make sure it gets up north.
For people who might be in Japan, are you looking for volunteers to help in the distribution of these supplies?
We're looking for volunteers to help us come down here and separate our boxes here in Tokyo and get the trucks ready to be sent up there. We have one of our 4-ton trucks leaves every day, so we need help sorting the donations that come in and making sure they get on a truck before it leaves in the evening. Getting up to the site itself is a little more tricky because on our trucks we don't have space for other drivers. We have just space for two drivers, so it's not practical for us to bring a volunteer on site to go up there at this point. We are looking at downrange to hopefully get a microbus to bring volunteers to help us with local distributions once we're up there. But what we've seen so far is that there's a lot of NGOs and local people are working together to help one another get food out to the people who need it.
Right. Well, a lot of the listeners to this podcast are international. So for people who have money that they'd like to donate, what is the best way to do that?
So if you're an American and you'd like to take advantage of a tax-deductible donation, you can make a donation to us through one of our foundations in the United States. and it's listed on our website. If you're outside the United States, you can either use our, there are two different options, credit card options on our website too, to make donations. And our website is bilingual, both English and Japanese.
That's right. And what percentage of donations will go to supplies, and what percentage are used for management costs?
So right last year, about 10% of donations that we used went for our overhead, and then the rest went up to actual getting food out to different people who need it. For every 1,000 yen, though, of cash donations that come into our organization, we can deliver 10,000 yen worth of food. So it's a tenfold increase of what we can do with someone's donation. And the reason is because we get all the food for free.
That's right. It's being donated by food companies and donors, so you're able to leverage the amount of money you get.
That's correct.
I see. So again, it's 2hj.org. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with today about the situation in Japan right now?
Well, it's a very fluid and very confusing situation on the ground. I guess I'd stress to listeners is just to, who might be wanting to support or donate, is even with our organization included, take a step back and let's see how things settle down and how organizations better get their feet on the ground there and find out what the genuine needs are out there. This is not going to go away anytime soon, unfortunately. It is going to be a 6 month to a year long needed support for the people up there to help them to get back onto life as usual, well, as usual, but somewhat what it was before. And so my strong suggestion to people is take a step back, you know, contact people in a couple months now, see what are they doing? What are they doing on the ground? Is it something you're interested in? Then maybe pursue a donation.
Some very good advice, and I think I'll be pursuing that myself, as obviously there's a rush to donate at first, but we don't want this to become yet another situation where all this attention is gets just evaporates away after a few months and no one remembers the people who are still suffering months and even years later. So certainly people should stay in touch with this issue, and I will continue to cover it on CorbettReport.com. So Charles McJolton of Second Harvest Japan, 2hj.org, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.